Hi there.
Contact another selectman. We're just waiting on Bobby and Adam, which everybody said they were going to be on this meeting, so.
Hey, Bob, you must be getting tired of my face.
I know, we've been way too long. That was a long, long session.
More to come.
Yeah, well, it's all right. Only two, that they can handle that. That's 3 hour session was long, 3.5 hours. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in a hard chair on top of it.
That's good.
Oh, where?
There we go. There's Michael.
We're going to wait just two more minutes to see if Adam Teller will be joining us.
Oh, good. I'll make a cup of coffee.
I take mine with milk.
He left.
Yes, we want to start the video. Just a little commercial this Wednesday at 6:30, if it doesn't get rained out, at the gazebo, Centerline Band is playing.
What instrument do you play? Are you singing?
Tuba. Oh. I used to play the French horn.
I think Gwen Marion did do too.
Yep, but what a heavy instrument. What a dumb idea that was to pick that one.
I don't know why we're not on the screen.
Missing anybody?
Yeah, we're missing Adam still.
Okay, well, it is now 9:03, we haven't heard from Adam. Hopefully he'll chime in as soon as he can. You got your coffee there, Mr. Moore? Are you ready?
Give me 30 seconds. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
All righty then. Well, good morning. I call this meeting to order. It is June 21st. This is a special meeting of the Board of Selectmen. Welcome to everybody. We have one addition.
One additional budget transfer.
One additional budget transfer. And Jim or Kathy, do you have one of you want to describe it?
Yep. So I have an additional budget transfer from the Fire Commission budget for $8,000 from payroll to equipment, for three nozzles, extinguishers, adapters, hand tools, and a ladder.
So we have an equipment for equipment usage. Do I have a motion to accept an additional transfer?
So moved.
Bob Mora moves that. And
Bob
seconds it. Further discussion? Then I'll ask for a motion to accept the additional transfer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
So we have a unanimous vote. Thank you. Now we'll go to the budget transfers that were in your packet. Are there any questions on the budget transfers that are in your packet? I believe there are three. One for administration budget, refuge, other technical professional service to a refuge removal. Then we have employee separation fund to the category of fund balance. And we have a resident assistance fund to the other liability fund. Are there any questions? May I have a motion to accept the three budget transfers?
Yep.
Margaret moves. Bob DiPietro seconds. Are there any questions on those three? Then I'll ask for the vote. All in favor say
aye.
Aye.
Pam, did we vote to accept the fire department transfer or just to put it on the agenda?
We voted to accept it as a single item and put it on the agenda. It was all in one.
But all in one, okay.
Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everybody. Now we'll move on to the to act on the AP report.
Move it be accepted.
Mike Aramita moves that we accept it. Bob DiPietro wants to second it again.
Yeah.
Okay. And now it's moved and seconded. Are there any questions regarding the AP report?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bob DiPietro.
What is the electric light pole bill? Electricity for what? Which ones?
I believe
page six.
The $2,000 one? I believe those are streetlights.
They're streetlights.
Where?
All over town at the corners of the intersections.
Okay.
It's not a single one. It's for every one that we that the town leases.
Okay.
I was surprised how little it was for the traffic lights, though.
All LEDs now, so the fee dropped dramatically when we switched to those.
The other question,
it's not metered. It's just a straight fee.
Yeah.
The other question I had was, I think I paid $7, if I remember right, something about the Ford 350, $58,000, a generous Ford for truck body. That's a lot of money. I mean, what that is about.
So that is the forestry truck, which we decided as a board of selectmen at the beginning of this process that we would pay for and seek reimbursement from the FEMA account once everything was paid. So this is actually the bill from Gengris Ford for the truck and the chassis.
Okay.
We've already approved for reimbursement, Bob. That was the grant we got last year.
Okay.
So this is all paid for already. In all essence, right. We have the money sitting in the federal account for us.
Thank you, Mike.
Bottom of page six. Very good. Good question. Are there any other questions? Well, I'm glad the folks over at the fire department don't yak too much and have a low phone bill. That was aimed at Michael.
Mike's still sleeping.
Kind of. I'm looking ahead in the agenda to the always contract, unfortunately.
All right, then I'll call for the vote to accept the AP report. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
It passes unanimously. Thank you. I'm sorry, 4 out of 5. It's unanimous for those that are present. Sorry about that. Then we'll move on to item number 4, the all waste contract. Jim, do you want to address what has been added to our packet on the all waste contract?
So, I mean, you have three different options. One is a 10-year extension of the contract, which is option one, which is a 0% increase from the current fiscal year contract, which is a savings over option three, which would be a 3-year contract, it's about a $30,000 savings over option three, which would be the 3-year contract. So they've given us three options. They've given us a 10-year option, okay, and in years one and 7, it's a 0% increase, and all of the years are at 2.5% increase. Option two is a six-year contract with a 0% increase in year one and 2.5% in all ensuing years. And then option three, which is a three-year contract, we would see an 8.5% increase in year one and 2.5% in each of the two ensuing years. And one of the things that we had talked about, which I, discussed with them, is that, you know, we're looking for, you know, long-term ways to educate our residents to try to reduce the cost of refuse over time. So one of the things that they have committed to is an outreach coordinator partnering with us to try to help us create additional education with the public. So this consideration would actually require two separate things. One would be a motion to waive the bid requirements as outlined in bidding in our town ordinances. And the other would be to accept one of these contracts that the Board of Selectmen feels is most appropriate. And I certainly would encourage you to either go with option one or option two, which would be either a six-year or 10-year contract.
All right, I'll start with a couple of questions, if that's all right with the board. Is there a separation clause, Jim, anywhere in this? Looking out at 6 or 10 years, there could be a change of ownership, a change of leadership in that particular company, and things could change, and we might not be happy with the service that we're getting. Is there a separation, any language in a contract for a separation agreement?
This is not the contract. This is just a proposal number. So I don't know that I can answer that question with any accuracy. Okay.
That's fair. Is it usual and customary for the board to waive bid options on contracts? Does anybody have any experience with that?
Yeah, we have.
Bob Moore?
I will tell you that you've not done it as often as you should have, right. Because we've had some findings in recent audits, because the policy that we have, the ordinance that we have, you know, wasn't followed. I mean, I think that the last time this contract was renewed, it was renewed between Joyce and All American Waste without coming before the Board of Selectmen. So, you know, we're trying to follow the policies that we have in place. And so you'll be seeing more of these probably than you have in the past.
Very good. Thank you. All right, let's take other questions. Mike Aramita?
Yeah, it's not so much a question as a comment on it. We've had these people for several years now, and I don't think we've had more than a few complaints over the years. I mean, mm-hmm. They've been very good. They've been a good partner. I think if we look back in our history for employee contracts and other things that have gone up over the years, I don't think 2.5% as an annual increase is a dramatic amount, because I think most things are going up, at least right now, they're going up a lot higher than that. But when you look back over a 10-year history, I think 2.5 is probably on the low side of what everything has gone up over a 10-year period. So I don't have a problem with that. I'm in favor of the 10-year, and I'm in favor of waiving the bid requirement for it, because it's a relatively good deal. Saving $384,000 over 10 years is pretty decent. The only thing I would request is that they look into expanding their recycling to other materials, because we have a fairly limited amount of recycling. And if we want to reduce our actual waste, the more things we can recycle, the better off we are. So I would look for them to expand their recycling materials a little bit. Aside from that, I'm in favor of the bid waiver and a 10-year extension.
Bob DiPietro, do you have any comments or questions?
No, let's move that we take Mike's suggestion and waive the bid requirement based on past experience.
All right. He's just made a motion to waive the bid option. Could I have a second, please? Mike Aramita seconds. Are there any discussions about waiving the bid? No discussion, then I will call for a vote. All in favor of waiving the bid, please say aye.
Aye.
It passes unanimously with four. And then we'll continue on with the discussion of whether to use option one, option two, or option three. Option one is 10-year, option two is 6-year, and option three. I would ask then, because of all that's going on with fuel pricing, and we have a recent experience with an extra charge at the cemetery, rather extravagant charge at the cemetery for a fuel charge. As you look at this contract, I'm concerned that there will be a fuel adjustment charge that will change the pricing. Jim, do you know anything about that?
We have not discussed that.
Okay.
If I may, I can respond to that.
Up?
In the existing, we have had that in this, the contract we're under now and the previous contract. Every contract we had, we have had a fuel adjustment clause in there. no one's going to give you a contract without that.
Thank you. I would have been surprised if there wasn't one in there. So what I'm looking at is looking at this 2.5.
Yeah, Mike's got a question.
Yep. As soon as that if you're looking at this 2.5% increase, that's for everything else.
Right.
Staying under the 2.5% except for fuel. Michael?
Yeah. For the discussion purposes, I'd like to make a motion that we go with the 10-year contract, and then I've got a couple things I just want to say.
I have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
No, I'm quite frankly, I'm interested in the six.
Okay. Bob DiPietro, are you interested in seconding it for 10 years?
Yeah, I guess I am. Yes.
Okay. So on the floor, we have a motion to accept option one with a 10-year extension. Bob Moore, do you have a comment?
I guess a statement you made earlier and Mike made. This company has been a great company to work with. I mean, without doubt, it is the best company we've ever had over the 30 some odd years I've been here. Good company to keep. We like to keep them. And I have no problem with the long-term contract, with a caveat that we have a right to end the contract should the ownership change. I mean, that's the only caveat that I think would be important, because the company, the reason why, quite frankly, is number one, it's a economic a good deal. Two is the fact that this company has provided extraordinary service, and you can ask anybody at the town hall, the number of complaints you have are absolutely minimal, and the number of people you talk to is that the drivers will go out of their way to make things work. So obviously it's the service of this company that and the right prices that we're going for. And I have no problem with a 10-year contract as long as we have, again, we're not in the contract phase. We have that caveat put in there. Secondly, any contract over 3 years, we're going to have to bring this to a town meeting for approval. So just,
okay.
I believe.
I think that's only real estate, Bob, but we can check the charter.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for bringing that up. That's an important point.
Just like, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, this company has been a good company, and even the last contract extension, fine. The service has not diminished at all. So
I'm going to break protocol.
Michael,
hang on. Michael, hang on one second. Just going to break protocol for a minute and ask Kathy if she would like to add anything, because she takes the calls.
They're excellent to work with.
Honestly, in the 6 years I've been here, we've had the same customer service person. Actually, we have two now. And it's very, I think once we came into an issue where we just had multiple people over multiple weeks that weren't getting their recycle out on time. And they went back and they went back and they went back and picked up. And then they just said, listen, we're done. People need to get it out on time and it needs to be there on time. We're not going back anymore. And we haven't had a problem since. So, they are very, like you all said, very great at servicing us. They have no issues going back. They have no issues fixing things. They work with Lance quite a bit when we have road work going on. Lance is very good and they're very good to him about rescheduling to make sure that the stuff gets picked up beforehand, if paving's happening or afterwards, things like that. And same thing within the snow. We have always had people calling during snow weather that they didn't get picked up. And they're very good about going out for us.
Michael, thank you. Michael?
Just a couple of things. What Bob mentioned about the fuel increased cost, I think any company would give us the same thing. I don't think we're going to find that anywhere without that. I think Bob is completely right on that. And I have no problem with Bob's little caveat to that, that if the company is sold, that we have the right to determine the how the company is performing as a, as long as the new company performs the same well, I'd like to stay with it. But if there's a performance problem, then we should have a caveat to get out. I just hope that the caveat doesn't work both ways, that they want to increase us, if it's sold kind of thing. So.
Well, we'll see the contract in the future. Good morning, Adam Teller. Adam, good morning. We are on number four. We're talking about the All-American Waste contract. And there is a motion, there has been a motion and it passed to waive the bid requirement. And we are now discussing the whether to do option one, option two, or option three. And at the moment we have a motion on the floor to accept the 10-year extension. Bob Mora has brought up the question of whether or not the town charter requires us to take it to public meeting. Jim responded back that he believed that that was only for real estate. And we are discussing fuel issues. We've been discussing separation clause. We have not seen a contract yet. I hope that helps you out, Adam.
Thank you. We're on item four.
Yes, sir. All American Waste contract. And the motion on the floor is to go with the 10-year contract.
With the caveat.
With two.
And it sounded like there was a suggested amendment to that, which would allow the town to have an out in the contract should the ownership change and we're not satisfied with the service.
Well, does it have a termination for cause provision?
We don't have a contract in front of us. We just have a proposal from them.
And part of the motion, Adam, was that if we enter into a contract with them, we would want to have a clause in there, a termination clause that would allow us to terminate should ownership change and should ownership change and the service level changes, we would have an out. The discussion was, prior to came there, is that this company we've had for quite some time and the level of service has been extraordinary and also its cooperation with the town. And should that change, then at a point that the town wants an out, we want to be able to have an out clause, particularly for an extended contract.
Doesn't the contract require a town meeting, though, because of the
That was my question. I wasn't sure, and Jim thought that that only requires it for real estate matters, and I can't answer that question either. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm in the car, so I don't have the charter right in front of me.
If it does, it does. This is to move forward, because we don't have a contract to bring forward to a town meeting anyways, but to this motion would allow us to enter into the contract. Obviously, if it requires a town meeting, it would be subject to a town meeting approval.
Adam, can you look at the town charter quickly enough?
I'm looking at it right now.
So then I will take a 3-minute recess while give everyone a chance to look at this charter.
Good, I'm grabbing my coffee.
Not listed as something that's required because it isn't real estate, and it isn't a
Can you hold that for just a minute while we wait for Bob Moore to come back? Thanks, Bob. Okay, Adam?
It does not require an automatic town meeting because it's not real estate and it's not a collective bargaining contract.
Very good. Thank you, Adam. Are there any further questions? Adam, do you want to give your opinion on it going out with the motion on a 10-year extension?
That's a pretty long contract unless it has some kind of an option or at least, I mean, it has to have a termination for cause provision.
Yep.
So we have that in the motion before us. And if all have a comfort level with that, Jim has direction to make sure that is in the contract. And if it is not, he can bring it back to the board.
We haven't solicited any other bids, I assume.
No.
Correct. We just made a motion to waive the bid contract, the bid option, and it passed.
And we, Madam Chair, I believe what we're approving is the proposal, not the contract itself, because we're once we have we're probably going to have.
That's correct. I would have the town attorney review the contract.
Okay, then the board would have to approve the contract. Mm-hmm. So I think this is this, as I understand the motion, this allows us to go ahead to begin the contract process of option with option number 3.
Yeah, and it's more or less gives Jim direction on where we'd like to go, as opposed to approving a contract.
Did I just understand the existing contract? Is the existing contract, they say they're foregoing 2 years of CPI increases. Does that imply that the existing contract has an annual escalator at the CPI?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it does.
So this year's CPI is going to be like
7%. Right. And that would forego that.
No, they're saying they'll forego fiscal year 23.
That'll be at 8%.
Maybe.
Well, we're going into fiscal year 23 in July.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Okay. So they're saying they would
forego.
They would not increase from from year over year, from this year to next year.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
Right.
Correct. That's correct. That's correct.
There had been a talk of a $35,000 increase, and Jim went back to them on my direction to negotiate for a while. This is the product of the negotiation.
Yeah, fiscal year 23 would have 8.5% according to their estimate if we don't go with option one or two.
Correct.
So they're looking at. All right. I've heard what I need to hear. I'm prepared.
Thank you. All right, then. Thank you for jumping right in with both feet and the look at the starter. Appreciate it. It's appreciated. I will, is there any further discussion from the board? All right, then I'll ask for, we'll go by hand vote, or Adams, maybe voice vote also. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Unanimous vote. Thank you, guys. We're moving on to number five. And that is the correct contract. Before you, there's a proposal for the technical support services for the town of Bolton. It is for $128,968. Before you, I hope you have, is there the contract? And I have a couple of questions as well, but I'll start with the board. Any questions that you have with this contract before you? It services both the town and the school.
Just one. Is this with the same person that is currently there, Jim, or is this someone new?
So we don't get to pick people.
This is that's right.
From my understanding,
right. Yeah.
Right. So, but currently they have somebody assigned to our account, and basically what we are, you know, what we're paying for here, aside from, you know, the services that are put down. This is essentially one full-time person with both halves of the Social Security, their pension, all of their benefits for 37 and a half week. And the other thing is, you know, based on this contract, all of their vacation time and time off is covered by other individuals, very similarly to All American Waste. We have been pretty satisfied with the services that we received from them. They service the school and the town. I know that I had spoken with Jill to find out what the breakdown of cost was. And she believes that off the top of her head, about 10% of this is due by the town, and the balance of it is due from the school. The school has let us know that they are in favor of renewing this contract.
Okay. That answers all my questions.
Mm-hmm.
So the superintendent is satisfied with this contract?
Yes.
Bob DiPietro, do you have a question? If you do, just come back on. You're muted right now. I did have a question. I did see that Juneteenth has been added to the vacation, to the holidays, which makes a 13th holiday. I don't believe in our other town contracts for our employees, we have 13. I think we have 12. Is that correct, Jim?
I believe that's accurate.
Right.
Okay, so that's the one difference.
Doesn't that becomes a state holiday next year and became a federal holiday this year? Correct.
Well, schools will have it off. So,
yeah, but in our agreements, we have a number of holidays, and in our negotiations, we said, yeah, we have to add that, but that doesn't mean we're going to add an additional day off. That's going to substitute for another day.
So
their contract just simply adds it.
It could be a Columbus Day. It could be.
Could be whatever. Yeah.
Swap out? Yeah, is that what you're saying? Are there any other questions on the contract? Have people looked it over?
Mm-hmm.
Then I would.
I'm okay with the hourly rates for additional services.
Oh yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, they're reasonable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good to hear. Then Adam, you want to make a motion?
Yeah. Okay. I'll move that we approve the contract with Craig.
Thank you. And a second?
I'll second.
Mike Aramita. Any further discussion? Good, then I will call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Like we have Bob DePito there too. Thank you. It passes unanimously. Now we're going to move on to the Solitude contract. Jim, do you want to address that?
So this is for the treatment of the lake, specifically for curly pondweed. Based on the value of this contract, it would require that I call three other vendors or three vendors in total and get prices. Unfortunately, there's only one other vendor that I could find in the state, and their prices are nearly identical at about $260 an acre. Solitude Lake Management is a company that we have had a long-standing relationship with. They work well with our lake consultant, which is Hillary Kenyon, as well as our lake commissioner, Kim Welch. And they both have looked at this contract, and Hillary and Kim had some comments. Those comments have been incorporated into the contract. So at this point in time, we are recommending to the Board of Selectmen that they consider waiving the process for three verbal quotes and approving the contract so that we can move forward and get the curly pondweed that's been identified treated before it becomes a bigger problem.
At this moment in time, I would entertain a motion to waive the bidding process.
Oh, so move.
Bob Mora, and do I have a second? Bob DePietro seconds it. Is there any further discussion on just the waiving of the bid? Then I'll call for a motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Are there any questions about the contract as presented? It is specifically for one type of weed. Is that correct, Jim? It is does not cover milfoil, does not cover southern naiad or any of the others that have been plaguing the lake?
Right. This is right. Yeah, this is so specifically for curly leaf pondweed, which has already been surveyed and identified as an issue in the lake this spring. We have a map of the treatment areas that are ready to go. We have a Solitude actually has applied for a permit from DEEP and was granted the permit. So pretty much as long as we're in agreement here, if we're able to execute the contract, we would be in a position to get this treatment done very soon.
Are there any questions for Jim?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion on the floor to accept the contract for $10,152 for Solitude for the lake management issue of curly weed. Do I have a second?
Bob DePietro, just.
Bob DePietro seconds. Are there any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Passes unanimously. Guys, thank you very much. That concludes our business.
Dan?
Yes?
Can I bring up something for discussion just for us to think about?
No, you cannot, because this is a special meeting. But if you'll hang on, we will adjourn the meeting. And then if people will hang on afterwards, we could just have a quick moment.
Okay.
You'd add something.
Okay.
And at this point, I would ask for a motion to adjourn. Bob motions to adjourn. Bob D motions, seconds. All in favor say aye.
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 This is, be careful not to hold an illegal meeting, but Mike, if you want to add something.
No, it's something that's been concerning me for a period of time, and the flags that we see flying, the white flags along the street for the 300th celebration, and a few other things with signage around town. Is it our intention to change our town seal to the picture of the barn? And if not, why are we using the barn as a symbol of the community when we actually have a town seal?
I can answer that question. That was just for the Bolton 300th. That is a Bolton 300th flag that was designed for the celebration that never happened.
But isn't that also a picture that appears at the town border with Manchester and things like that?
That has been a process going on. We have a branding committee that is working on that. And yes, it was approved by the Board of Selectmen at a prior administration for the Women's Club to be able to provide those signs. So the branding committee will be meeting
tonight.
Tonight at 6 p.m. So we'd love to have you come.
I won't be available tonight because I have another meeting to go to, but I would. I would like to see us use our town seal as opposed to a picture of a barn more often than we have been, because we've had it and it's been around for a couple of hundred years, more than the barn. So anyway, that's my comment. And
the town seal was created in, I believe, 1972 by Alan C. Weedy.
Architect. Oh, all right. Okay.
Contest, so it is not a longstanding, well, it is pretty longstanding because we're all now getting up to those years. But I can tell you that for certain, and we can add this as an agenda item for the next Board of Selectmen's meeting.
Okay, thank you.
All right, goodbye all.
By the way, the vote count was 63 at 8:20 this morning.
It was 77 when we came on.
At 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Adam, for the
update. Not real great.
Nope.
Did anybody see the vote today signs?
Yeah, there's new ones, the pink ones.
You like
somebody put those out. I don't know who.
We did the Board of Selectmen. We did.
Bottom, and we went out last night to put some
we
up.
We have the artist right here sitting next to me. We had discussion about having something that would stand out that people would please notice. And it will stop perhaps people were complaining that they didn't know when it was, even though we had the big signs out. So thank you to those who ran around last night adding more signs out there. We had 15 of them. We have 12 out. So they are on private property or on rights of way that we hope are not going to be a problem. So thank you very much, guys.
You have been meeting tonight, right? Is there a meeting tonight?
Branding committee.
6 p.m. Branding committee here.
Yep, that's it.
Bye, all.
Thanks, guys.
It's a hybrid meeting, Bob.
Wait.
If you want to come, 6 p.m.
No.
Okay. Very good. Happy day, guys.
Bye-bye.